A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
To be honest, who gives them?
Oh wow!
I had a media commitment, so one of your guys helped me back. Yeah.
Hostage.
Hostage. An emotional hostage.
Just wondering, supporter or pundit for Champions League final? Supporter or pundit for Champions League final? Dalton back at Wembley.
Supporter. Yeah, yeah.
No, pundit, are you crazy?
To explain how to lose a Champions League final,
and you have just to play a lot to win it, apparently. No, yeah, really happy about that. It was really cool to watch and really nice to see. And for all the people I know, they're still big, big achievement. And nearly, but not in the end, not 100%, the same final in like 2013. But yeah. No, nice story.
It's your penultimate game in charge, your last away game, and I suppose it brings back memories of some big away days that you've had, particularly going back to Villa Park. And for me, it played a big key moment in your title winning season.
Thank you very much. He's talking about that game. I had another night at Villa.
I wasn't going to remind you of that one.
Yes, it did.
True, a really special game, that game, when we won 2-1. Because at halftime, I had a little situation in the dressing room. And then we could calm it down, and then we turned the game around, which was really, really, really special. That's when you go for absolutely everything, when everything is on the edge, then these kind of things can happen, as long as you settle as quick as possible. And then we turned around to really special goals. Sadio with the head, where pretty much, yeah, the foot was there, the other foot was there as well, so really dangerous. We really wanted it, and the boys really wanted it. It was a very important one. Yeah, great feeling after the game, absolutely.
What was the situation you had to deal with?
A little argument between players, two players, actually, so, but you will not get the names from me.
There's no problem. It was just a situation. It was like, in that moment, it was not a situation where you think, okay, that's exactly how it should be to turn it around. So, but this group of players was really special. It meant so much, and blah, blah, blah. And that's why things can happen when you work together for a long time, especially. That's normal. But yeah, it worked out.
As we sit here, you can still win the title, but obviously that chance could have gone. Obviously, with City playing Fulham at Hartlepool kickoff, and Arsenal got Manchester United. Do you think you'll have any kind of mood to deal with within the camp if that is to happen?
If they both lose. We cannot win it anymore. We don't have to deal with it. That's what we actually, not that we cannot win it, but it's not now number one every morning on the priority list. So tell the boys, by the way, we still have a chance. We all can read the table. We all see the situation. Do we expect them to lose? City has to lose three games. Three. Difficult to see that. But you never know. And Arsenal has to lose two games. Difficult. So, but of course, if they both play before us, of course, we play Monday. So then let's talk about that if they both lose. And then we will see what we do with that. But I just don't expect that. I think we have enough to do to play. We have the chance to go above 80 points. Again, like pretty much everything in life, you never should take things like this for granted.
And for that, we need points. We need to win one of the two games at least. So these are things, and Aston Villa's the next chance. So I saw them playing last night. Obviously, they have to travel back now, stuff like this. So all these kind of things. But it's the last home game of the season of Aston Villa. They want to have a good last home game because they play an incredible season. They qualify pretty likely for the Champions League, which is a big one. I'm not sure when Villa was last time there. This year, Conference League. Next year, Champions League. Unai is doing an incredible job there. Yeah, but we will give it a try, definitely.
I take it you know you've got to avoid the yellow card.
Yeah, I know that already for long. Like, when did I get the second yellow card? By the way, we could turn it around as well. I got only two yellow cards. I think a few of my colleagues got suspended, right? So I got karma over the years, obviously. But
well, you need to be on the touchline for the final day, don't you?
I don't need to, but it would be cool. So I could do that. So it will not be from my side. But I will try absolutely everything to not get involved in any kind of discussions.
Thank you. Fraser?
I'm almost still worried about asking a question after what happened last week. You know exactly what it's like to sustain a challenge for a Champions League place and go very far in a European competition. So what do you think it says about the job that Unai Emery has done at Aston Villa this year to build that longevity into his side to be able to do that?
What did they do last week that you could be worried about that question? You speak about Aston Villa and Unai Emery.
Speak about having a 7-day break. And you
you mean I just give now on each question an answer and go for different people. Incredible job. Unai Emery is one of the best we have in that business, 100%. Wherever he was, at success. Sometimes the clubs were not ready to wait for it. Maybe, if you look back, probably these clubs would have made different decisions. I know him for so long. I think when I met him first time, he was managed in Moscow, if I'm right. So it was in Russia, I'm pretty sure, that time. And that's really long ago, and he always had a clear idea. Then he won plenty of times with Sevilla, and it was really, really tricky for us when we faced him with Villarreal, stuff like this. He always organized the team extremely, extremely well. And so the job he's doing is absolutely exceptional. And we all know how important it is for a club to qualify for the Champions League, how difficult it is to do that. And that he probably, very likely, will do that, yeah, is absolutely exceptional. No other word for.
And it's been announced that, obviously, aside from your farewells at Anfield next week, you're going to have another audience with fans at the Liverpool Arena. How do you feel about having an evening with Jurgen Klopp?
I had a lot of evenings with Jurgen Klopp, by the way. Yeah, it's neither my idea nor am I involved in any kind of organization. So I don't think I even could organize tickets if I'm right. So, but it's fine. I'm not involved in that. So I have no clue what happens that night. I said whatever people ask me to do in that perspective, I will do if somebody wants me wherever, as much as I can. Make it happen, I will make it happen. So, and obviously it's no problem to come a week after, or a few more days, more than 9 days after the season's over, come back here. How said, if the people want that, I will be here. That's no doubt. And I assume it will be probably good. I hope so, no pressure on the people to organize it, but it would be nice if it could be a little bit funny. But I heard John Bishop is there, right? That's a good chance that it will be funny.
Jürgen, how refreshing and rewarding was it to see that intensity return against Tottenham last week and that power that you've seen from Liverpool at their best this season?
Yeah, for 70-ish minutes that was a really good game. I liked it a lot. Yeah, you're right. It was a good game. It was what we needed, what we wanted, what the people deserve to see.
Is it a lot of different? Maybe I think we spoke about that, but why we didn't make it in these 3-4 weeks before, why they happened for different reasons. But that's how it is. And if we are 100% honest, is that the season where we were the best team in the league? We had our moments. We played our best game again in our history with Man City against Man City, but didn't win it. It's always the small margins. If you win these kind of games that can open up something, we didn't win it. And then in the first moment, when it looks like we struggled slightly, we got really punished for it, because it's now not that the other teams play all the time really good, but in the moments where we played still good or okay and created an awful lot of chances and didn't score there, that just went in the wrong direction. But that was really nice to see, you're right. It was absolutely nice to see against a really strong opponent. How strong they are, you saw immediately after we put the foot of the gas on it, boom. That's it. And they were back in the game. But I was not worried that these boys cannot play football anymore, or this kind of football. I knew they can. I just hope, obviously, that they can show it as well with me on the sideline as well. But and that's what we did, and was enjoyed it a lot. Enjoyed it, the whole thing a lot.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Harvey Elliott got a lot of the headlines last
week. Rightly so.
And with justification, but it was also another eye-catching performance from Cody Gakpo. And he hasn't always been able to nail down a regular starting place, but is it a sign of his growing maturity this season that his contribution is increasing, not just goals, but assists and his general play as well?
Yeah. Great game, both. I don't. It's not like this that I go back and think, okay, what did we all do wrong here and there? But if I regret one thing a little bit, is how I didn't play often enough, maybe, because it was in a very important intense period. January, a lot of injuries. He played really good. Was probably our best player, right wing, right midfield, all these kind of things. And everybody came back, and here minutes, there minutes, then he didn't start anymore. Came on, big impact. But it's really nice that he could show that. Cody, he knows that was for a while not in his best moment. We had a conversation there. It was not about, obviously not public, what we spoke there about, but it helped him a lot because we could sort it a little bit. It's just a problem. Can I speak? In the first moment, player's not performing anymore to the levels you expect him to do. Can you speak immediate? You can. But how can I have an answer for a situation if I don't understand it? So you have to try to look a bit longer into it and wait for a specific moment when I can give answers. Maybe that took, from my point, too long as well. That's maybe the case. But when we, after a talk, he stepped really up, and it's really good to see how physically strong he is, what a good footballer he is. He can play right wing, left wing especially, and center. Smart again, full of confidence, physical strength. Good moment, good for him, good for us.
Thank you.
I'm good.
Hi.
Hi.
having Salah scored 18 goals in the league and got 10 assists, were you surprised he wasn't on the Premier League Player of the Year shortlist?
I don't know the Premier League Player of the Season shortlist. How short is that list? Sorry? Ah.
Virgil's on.
Okay. I'm surprised. Yeah, he was probably every year there, was he? Yeah. Yes, I'm surprised.
Carl?
There's been a bit of speculation about Darwin's future this week. I know it's not a concern of yours going forward, but how do you assess where he is after 2 years at Liverpool and where do you see his future?
There's what? What was the start? There's a bit of a...
Speculation about him.
There's no speculation. That must be an external speculation. Because I don't know about it. Because I don't know about it. But maybe I'm not involved in it anymore. There's no speculation right now. It's just a situation we are in. And yes, Darwin was definitely not happy missing that chance. He's an unlucky... let me say was. Because that could have changed now, probably. Just unlucky in so many situations where he's doing everything right and in the end the ball goes still not in. And that's really tough for a young man. It's really tough. He knows about expectations. He has big expectations on himself. That's tough, and you have to go through this. There's no alternative than going through it. And that's what he's doing right now. We try to help him with all we can, with everything we can, but in the end, you have to go through it. Everybody had to go through this. And this is part of a footballer's career. That's all. His problem is that he's that good that he is constantly in these moments. That's so obvious. If he is a little bit lesser good, then he will not have chances. And people just say, it's not great. Because he's that good, he is in his moments where he can finish it off. And now he's not finishing it off in a moment. How many goals did he score? Or 18-10, and I think he's not too bad with numbers as well, right? Does anybody know?
18-11.
Mm-hmm. They're not bad numbers, obviously. So it's just because of his quality, his constant situations that everybody thinks, oh, again. So, and because of our situation as a team where we had chance and didn't score, that unfortunately, if somebody else would score in that moment, it wouldn't have felt that bad. That's the situation. But again, nobody likes it, but it's part of a career. That's it.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting he had a week off in the build-up to the last game and Jarrell started at centre-half alongside Virgil. Does that mean he's kind of pushed himself ahead of either in the second order at the moment?
It's just like that we have to we play once a week and we just look at who looks in the best moment. And Jarrell is one of them. It's just like... That's how it is. We don't play with three centre-halves or whatever, so that means then you have to make a decision. And Joel is training really well, and we have a lot of training sessions. Training really well. Doesn't mean Ibu or Joel wouldn't train well, but Joel training really well, and that's how it is, and that's why I make these kind of decisions. So that's the best situation I can have. I just sit there and look at it, and I saw a lot of football in my life, so I can see if somebody, I think if you have the chance to make that decision that you can really decide on this high level, okay, who's a little bit better in a better moment, then you do it. That's what you do. There's no rotation necessary because then the others have to play anyway or you have to mix it up anyway, but that's not necessary now. That's why he played. Yes, he pushed himself in a really, really good situation. That's true. And I think the game just justified that decision. He was really good in that game as well, and that's against Son. Yeah, later on Richarlison, it was a different situation, but that has more to do with the passes they got. But again, very, very, very talented player, really, really good.
Jürgen, just with Harvey, with the form he's in, do you think he should be part of the claim for the Euros?
Look. Yeah, well, if it would help Harvey, whatever I say, I would say. But you just start a discussion in public, and then people will say, well, what does he want to do at Euros? And all of a sudden, you have to feel bad. But he did nothing wrong. But some people will find a reason why should Harvey Elliott be there. Maybe the boys read it
and he feels bad. It's a great moment. If somebody wants to pick him, he has everything he needs. He can pack a suitcase in an instant, so it's not a problem. But I will not be part of that discussion.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Welcome.